Everyone, the 9th of July 2024. The live streaming is up and going. In accordance with council meeting administration policy, this meeting will be recorded and live streamed to the general public. The recording will remain available to the public for 6 months. If you would like to leave prior to the live streaming, please do so now. If not, if you have any questions, please contact the governance department. So safe evacuations, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entrance of the chambers. In an emergency, alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If required, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. We're up and going? We are. Good. Now declare the meeting open at 3:02 p.m. Attendance and apologies. All councillors are here, all staff are here. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panihia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. Just checking that we're fully up and going. Right.
Okay.
So, mayoral announcement. I have a presentation of certificates in recognition of the appointment of the Meander Valley Council's representative David Murray, Municipal Emergency Management Coordinator, and Krista Palfreman, Deputy Municipal Coordinator, who have been appointed by the Honourable Felix Ellis MP, Minister for Police, Fire and Emergency Management, for a period of 5 years. Congratulations. I'll ask David to come forward. Normally I ask for photos, but...
I was going to say, can I take a photo? Am I allowed to take a photo?
Yeah.
Say cheese.
Oh, Krista.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Moving on. So, confirmation of the minutes. Council receives and confirms the minutes of the last ordinary council meeting held on 11th of June 2024. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Councillor Loader, seconder, please. Councillor House, thank you. All those in favour, please say aye. And against? Carried. Thank you. Declarations of interest? You have.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have one declaration of interest from Councillor Smedley relating to item 13.2, community grants and sponsorships, round one.
Thank you. No other declarations, councillors? No, thank you. Council workshop report is there. Council's last met for a workshop on the 25th of June 2024. Then we're moving on to Mayor and Councillor's report, which is on page 10 of the agenda. And are there any other council acknowledgements or announcements from the floor? Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to congratulate the Deloraine Dramatic Society on the recent production of The Wizard of Oz. It was very well done, and all the performers and the stage crew and the many volunteers worked hard to make this family-friendly production possible. And kudos to them for hosting a sensory-friendly matinee. It was so good to see that all the community were thought of with this performance, and a very special acknowledgement of the real live Toto, who was just the best performer in the whole production. So congratulations to them.
Thanks, Councillor Loder. Anything else, councillors? No? Thank you. There was no petitions received for this meeting. Are there any petitions from the gallery? Take that as no. Community representation. No community representation was received for this meeting. Are there any from the gallery? Take that as no. Thank you. Moving on to public question time. So, questions with notice. We've received no questions with notice. Questions without notice. So, we'll move to public question time. For those that are asking questions, as a maximum of 3 minutes for a question. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, hopefully I'll ding the bell and let you know you've got 30 seconds to wrap up. Two questions I'll allow per person, and they'll either be taken on notice or answered if we can today. So I'll open up public question time at 3:04 and ask somebody to come. If you want to ask a question, please take the mic, tell us who you are, and we'll go from there. So.
My name is Lee Wasserpool from 210 Wadley's Road, Reedy Marsh. I did send this question in already. Today, I think, so you might have a copy of it, but I will read it. This is in relation to the DL-130 planning application for the Bauxite Mine. Can Council please advise how much per year over the mine's 20-year life expectancy it has budgeted for the additional cost of repairing, maintaining, and or upgrading Waters Bridge Road arising as a result of that proposed bauxite mine in Reedy Marsh. The traffic impact assessment in Table 9 lists the items that the proponent has allocated as council's responsibility, and these include vegetation trimming, road monitoring, road widening, signage, line marking, bridge safety barriers, monitoring potholes, fixing potholes, etc.
Thank you.
So, Lee, in response to your question there around the budget, so I note that no decision has been formed by our council about the planning application that you're referring to. So, to that extent, there is no decision around any infrastructure works that council would be required to do in addition to our standard rehabilitation program on those roads. So the additional budget would be zero, and there has been no decision made on the planning application at this point.
Okay, thank you. Just the second question then, in relation to the same thing, if council has not budgeted for these additional costs, can it please provide a range, like a low to high range cost estimate per year over the mine's lifespan, please?
So as I said, no decision has been made, which means there's no decision on any infrastructure relating to that planning application, so we won't be in a position to provide any costing for you.
Thanks, Lee. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. Yep.
Good afternoon. My name's Nick Van Amstel from 126 Farrells Road, Reedy Marsh. It's also in connection with the planning application for ADX's bauxite mine. The planning application notes that the proposed mine would cause Waters Bridge Road traffic to double, with this truck and dog trailer traffic causing a nearly fivefold increase of heavy vehicle traffic. Waters Bridge Road is not designed for truck and dog trailers, and the significant increase in traffic due to ADX's proposed mine would be expected to cause road crashes with severe to extreme consequences and lead to early failure of the road pavement. Waters Bridge Road can be upgraded to ensure the road geometry and pavement design are suitable for the truck and dog trailer traffic that the ADX mine will generate. However, it is considered reasonable that the cost of any such improvements to Waters Bridge Road to mitigate impacts caused by ADX's mine should not be borne by Meander Valley Council and its ratepayers. ADX, as the proponent of the mine, should be responsible for any upgrade of Waters Bridge Road. This would be in line with the generally accepted user pays principle. I'd like to know, what is Council's position on who is responsible for costs to upgrade Waters Bridge Road to mitigate road crash risk and pavement damage, which would be the direct result of ADX's mine if it were to proceed? In short, should ABX or the Meander Valley Council and ratepayers be responsible for the cost of mitigating the impacts
of a proponent's proposal.
Thanks, Nick. General Manager?
Look, Nick, and I know the last question there from Lee is around a similar line of questioning around the infrastructure and the road. Certainly hearing your concern around the truck movement, the additional truck movement, if a mine were to be approved. So I guess we're hearing that. We have heard that comment from some other residents in the area. So that's acknowledged. Council hasn't received planning application before then in order to make a decision. Council's planning staff haven't finished an assessment. It's recently come off advertising. So all of those processes will be undertaken, and an assessment around the traffic impact assessment that was submitted will be undertaken by Council's engineering team. So rest assured, all of those things will be considered in due course, but for today's meeting, I don't have an answer for the question that you've raised.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions? No? Ask again, any other questions? Take that as no? All right. Thank you. We'll finish with the closed public question time then. Thank you. And I just ask if you have the copy of your letters that you've got there, if you could leave them with the staff so that they can actually be looked at and recorded, that would be good. Thank you. You can email them, or you can, if you've got a copy, leave them here with us. That'd be good. Moving on to councillor question time. Just bear with me while I scroll down. There's no questions on notice that have been received from councillors for this meeting. Are there any questions without notice from councillors? Councillor Debble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to inquire regarding to this proposed bauxite mine, what the timeline is for the process that council will be going through.
Thanks, Councillor. I'm going to refer to you, General Manager, or to a planning staff, because I cannot give you that information. Krista, Matthew, anybody?
Simply to advise, what is the timeline, the process of the council dealing with the bauxite mine proposal? What is the process, and when are the steps likely to be completed, and then the next step pursued?
For you, Mr. Mayor. All the representations have been sent off to the EPA. The EPA are doing their assessment now, and once they've finished their assessment, it'll come back to council for us to complete our assessment and then come to council, likely not before September or October, for a decision.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Ken. Thanks, Christophe. Any other questions, councillors? No other questions without notice? No? Thank you. So just a reminder, Council, to provide your questions in writing, please, and forward them to the staff. Thank you. So Council, notices of motion. There was none. There are no motions put forward. Are there any from the floor today? Take that as a no. Thank you. We're now moving on. We have no planning items in front of us today. So we do move on to development regular services. Anybody in the gallery that wishes to leave, I'll let you leave if you want to go now. If not, we'll continue in the meeting.
Can you leave the questions?
Questions, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for making the time coming along to the gallery. Thank you. Okay, development regular services 12.1 new policy number 99 use of body worn cameras pages 15. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. When this policy first came to council for workshop, I did have some concerns. This is obviously something that is occurring a lot in local government municipalities across Australia, but in terms of Tasmania, the use of body-worn cameras by staff in field roles is not yet prevalent, although it is heading in that direction. So my first concern, and it was a shared concern with the director bringing the policy forward, was obviously staff safety as being the paramount issue that we need to address. And I do believe that the policy that has been put before us now does address that. It's about ensuring that our officers who are engaging in compliance activities and investigations are able to receive the protection of having recorded footage and their actions, the actions of people they're interacting with, is made aware through that process. So in terms of the people who are able to access the footage, I think there's a few important things to note running through the policy, namely that it isn't a free-for-all in terms of who wears a body-worn camera and who can access the footage. I believe under 4.3 deals with the data management, including the storage and retention, and 4.4 of the policy deals with the dissemination of the policy and when and where it can be accessed, so the community are able to access their footage of them upon request, and there's limitations there as well in terms of when the media or the police can access the footage, which I think is an important step, because in an area where the legislation on this type of stuff is somewhat outdated, I think it's important that we took a very descriptive process in dealing with this policy, probably more descriptive than we would other policies, to make sure that the community was aware of the circumstances in which body-worn cameras would be used and utilised. And I think to that point too, it's important to reference the express or complied consent under 4.1 deployment and use, that council officers must announce that they're wearing a body-worn camera, and there is consent requirements there, with the exceptions of when there is a work health and safety protection or an imminent threat of serious violence to persons or property. So overall, it is a very in-depth policy. I'd like to thank Kristen and Wes for what has been a very long 3 weeks in drafting that, and I'm fully aware that I was the main cause for it being such a long 3 weeks for you both, but I was not comfortable with advancing on this policy without some fairly detailed and clear guidelines for the community, and I think we have achieved that. So thank you for your work on this.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Lader is the second of the motion.
Thank you. Yes, I too had some pretty big reservations about this body-worn cameras. Firstly, if it helps to make our community safer and our council workers safer, it takes the guesswork out, he said, she said. There's actually a record there. I think that's a good thing. I had reservations about the filming of minors and people being filmed when they don't want to, but the policy covers this really well. I'm interested, for the record, what is the relevant training and how is that going to be conducted?
Question for staff, Councillor?
Yep.
Thank you. Krista?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The relevant training will be user training on how to actually use the equipment and the software that goes with the body-worn cameras. It will also be on this policy so that anyone going to operate the camera is aware of the policy. And also we're preparing some guidelines for use as well, so it'll be training on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, open up for discussion or questions, councillors.
Just
Councillor...
Yep, you go, John.
No, Mr Smedley.
Okay.
Councillor Smedley.
Through you, Mr Mayor. So on behalf of workers, I think it's really important that we make them the priority to ensure they're safe. This is another tool to allow them to do that, to go with some confidence into the workplace and not come home damaged beyond the capacity to even go back to work. In the line of work that I'm in, this is a very serious matter, and congratulations on taking the lead and progressing this, and well done to Ben on being an advocate for checking that it's rigid, but it's very good that it's been progressed. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Temple?
I support anything we can do to make the workplace safe. I'm only concerned that it may be seen by some as a disproportionate reaction to a potential threat. I'm just wondering, you know, if we have seen evidence of that potential threat in the past.
Thanks, let's count that question to Krista or John.
Yeah, I'll take the question, Councillor. That's right, there has been incidences reported by our workers in the field dealing with difficult customers, which they do on a daily basis, and they have been put in situations where they have felt vulnerable and at times, unfortunately, threatened. So I guess the proposed policy is one tool of others that we would look to put in place to ensure their safety moving forward.
Thank you. Other questions? Councillor Cameron.
Comment. Yeah, I think I must admit when this policy first came before us, I was a bit surprised because you think about these things being needed in big cities, but to have body-worn cameras in Meander Valley, because obviously it's the best place on earth, surprised me a little bit. But our staff are put into some vulnerable positions on occasion as part of their work, and anything that we can do to protect them and make them feel safe in their workplace is really important to me. There has been a lot of work gone into this, and appreciate it.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? I'd like to reiterate what's been said to Wes, to Krista. It is upon us as councillors to make sure that our staff are safe at all times. And to Councillor Cameron's point, yes, it is potentially disappointing that we're going down this path. But having spoke to a lot of mayors around the country last week, it is the way that society is going, and we need to protect our staff. And if it's just by having a camera there that stops any incidents, well, that's a marvellous thing. So I can only say that. But again, it is disappointing we're going down this path, but here we are. So happy to support the motion. And again, thanks to Councillor Dudman for raising the points, Councillor. You've made this a more robust policy, I think. Anybody else? Any other councillor, any comments? If not, Councillor Lader has seconded it. Nothing. Councillor Dudman has moved the motion.
Well, I've got the soapbox. I would just also like to highlight, because I forgot to mention before, that, as I said, this is framed all in the scope of protecting staff, and an important element of that was under 4.2, the prohibition of use of recordings and disciplinary action against staff as well, so that this footage can't be misused to initiate or substantiate disciplinary action, which could be seen as vexatious. It's about ensuring that we're using this data and the footage as we have said it needs to be used for safety only, and I think that achieves that. So I just wanted to acknowledge that as well, because that was a hotly discussed item, and I think we've done a good job in getting it done.
Thank you. I'll get you off your soapbox, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
And against? You're abstaining, Councillor Sinfield. That is Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Temple, Loader and House before. Councillor Sinfield abstained.
Will you be wearing the body camera on your soapbox in
future? Moving on to community wellbeing. So that is review of policy number 80, management of public art, page 21. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Loader is the mover. Seconder, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Loader.
Thank you. This is a very thorough policy and it doesn't leave any guesswork with accepting public art and that we're going to manage it well. I think there's nothing worse than public art that's not well looked after. I'd rather see none than things that are looking dirty and shabby. So this really takes all the guesswork out. It links with other relevant council policies. So, yes, I'm very pleased to move it and thank the wellbeing team for their work.
Councillor Loader, Councillor Cameron, and Signor.
Yeah, just to agree with Councillor Loader. And, you know, our community is renowned for being a creative community, so this is fantastic to see. So thank you for all the work that's gone into it.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sindhu.
Just
with your microphone, please, Councillor.
Just might want to fix the council meeting date on page 21. Down the bottom.
Page 21, Councillor?
Yes.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, I think Councillor Sinclair was referring to the council meeting date being for June 2024 in the recommendation, and that would be 9/7/2024. Is that right, Councillor Sinclair? Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple?
I'm just curious, Mr. Mayor, as to how Mountain Man will be managed under the terms of this policy.
That's a good question, Councillor. Would.
So I can answer that, perhaps, Mr. Mayor. So the policy is a review of a current policy, so it won't have any bearing at this point in time on the Mountain Man statue, which is along the Deloraine Riverbank. I know that Council has considered that piece of art previously, and it was also workshopped after the decision that was formed. So my suggestion, Council, would be that any long-term decisions around the Mountain Man artwork be deferred to Council workshop to discuss.
General Manager, any other discussion, councillors? Take that as no. Councillor Cameron and the seconder of the motion, any of that?
Nothing to add.
Councillor Loader has moved the motion. Okay, Councillor, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. 13.2, Community Grants and Sponsorship Funds, page 28, Councillor Smedley. Yep, thank you. The you can go into the Mayor's office, Stoke Cross, if you want to. Wait till the GM comes in. Okay, somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor House, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor House is the mover.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as part of that committee, it's a great pleasure to be on that committee too. I want to thank Nate and others that are part of that committee. Councillors Loader, Cameron. Trying to think of the others on the committee. But in any event, all those that are involved, it's great. We're a little bit oversubscribed this time. You might have noticed, so I think it's pretty self-explanatory, Mr. Mayor, as to the judgments that were made. But I think it's just, it's a great pleasure to be able to be involved with this and be able to support organisations that contribute so much on a voluntary basis. And you just sort of see, I think then, you get a bit of insight into what people are doing in our community to contribute so much. And also predominantly young sports people that are representing the state too, representing our community, our municipality and representing the state. So I would hope, Mr. Mayor, that it's pretty self-explanatory. But I would say there's a fair bit of thought goes into, you know, adjudicating these. Nate, you'd agree. They're not just a tick and flick. There's a lot of thought given to everyone. Everyone's pretty highly considered. So I would hope that it's pretty self-explanatory on that basis.
Thanks, Councillor House. Councillor Dudman, the second of the motion.
I think I'd largely just like to concur with Councillor House. It is
probably one of my favourite items that come up on this agenda to deal with the applications that we receive and the different projects that are occurring across the municipality. And I think it's also a credit that the range of organisations that apply, whether it be a church group or a progress association or a sporting club, it's wide-ranging in the support that council can and does offer our community groups, which is great to see, as well as our talented young sports people who are representing us across the country and sometimes internationally in their different sporting endeavours as well. So happy to endorse and commend the proposal before us.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Any questions, comments, queries? No. Everyone's pretty good, happy? Yep. Back to you, Councillor. Anything else to add? No. Councillor House is the mover. No. Okay. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That's unanimous. Thank you. We'll bring Councillor Smedley back in. Next one is 14.1, financial reports to 30th of June, page 34. And when Councillor Smedley's in. Would we like to move? Somebody like to second the financial reports? Councillor Dudman, thank you. Second it, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor. Happy to endorse the report in front of us. I think it shows that the council is in a strong but pragmatic financial position, and it's good to see that the capital project report we've got as well is in line with expectations and, generally speaking, meeting the budgeted costs, which is always great to see. So overall, thank you for the time it takes in preparing these reports. So I understand that it is a fair bit of work to get them done, and I'm happy to commend them as they are read.
Councillor Cameron, a second.
Just agree with Councillor Dudman. So, yeah, thank you.
Open up for discussions, councillors. Take it that there are no queries, no comments. I'll endorse what the previous two councillors have said. Thank you for the financials that are presented to us, Justin. They're easy to read, and it's good to see where we sit as a council. And thanks for that. Anything else, councillors? If not, Councillor Cameron and the seconder?
Nothing to.
Councillor Dudman? Nope. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That are unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Moving on to infrastructure services, 15.1, Deline Recreational Precinct Final Master Plan, page 50. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second, please? Councillor Cameron, thank you. Seconder? Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Cameron, as the mover of motion.
Really, thank you for the amount of work that you, Linda, and others in your team have put into this. This has been going on for a fair while. A lot of people have had input. Appreciate that there's a significant amount of history in that area, and also there's going to be a really bright future for that area. And yes, I just want to make sure that the stakeholders know that we will continue to communicate with them, but I'm really looking forward to seeing this come together. So thank you.
Thanks, Councillor House, is the second.
Very little to add, Mr. Mayor. I think it's already been covered. I want to thank Linda in particular for the amount of work that's gone into this too, and it's just great to see something actually happening now. It's been a long while in the making, and it's been a discussion point for as long as I can remember, I think. So it's great to see something already started, I understand, even in the early days. So, yes, I just want to say thank you to all those that's involved with the works to date.
Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Smedley.
I had the opportunity to be involved in some early planning around the similar concepts back in 2016 to 2019, and it is good to see that it's progressing towards some things happening down there. So well done on that work, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
If I ask a question, Councillor Smedley, then has much changed? I'm sure it has.
Let's answer that.
You don't have to, no, you don't have to answer, but I guess it's...
No, there have been some things that have changed down at the football ground, which I take particular notice of. So there's some improvements there, which is really positive for the club. And I'm sure every step will be a step in the right direction in respect of this space, because I've visited a number of times.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Open up, councillors. Councillor Loader.
It's a very aspirational document. Will council be trying to get other grants and funding to make more of these stages happen in the future?
General Manager.
Yes, that's a good question, Councillor Loader. So our current commitment to the program of works is just over $4 million. We received some a commitment from the federal government towards that of around $3.6 million. So we are hoping to achieve phases 1, 2A, 2B, 2C. So as Councillor House has already alluded, we've started some vegetation clearing and clearing of drainage lines to prepare the site for some of those future stages. So a lot of those later stages within the plan are unfunded and would be reliant upon grant funding. So elements such as the new club room facility for the Deloraine Football Club would be reliant on a funding commitment from the state or federal government to achieve that. So you're right, it is very aspirational. That was always the intent. We wanted to have a complete picture of how the site would work before we commenced, so we weren't doing things piecemeal and in isolation. So we have our just over $4 million program that will be delivered by the end of December 2025. So as we said, we've made a start, but we are seeking Council's endorsement for the plan today so that we can commit to the other early stage elements and get that work out the door so we can make a start, as you say.
Thank you.
Anything else, councillors? I've got a question, Linda. So stage four, number five on page 97, the grassed area.
Just a moment, Mayor.
Yeah, fine,
can we just want to...
Edit, sorry. Hey, that. Jim thinks she knows what my question is, so I'm going to change it now.
Okay, yes.
Is that going to be a big enough grassed area to potentially have a soccer pitch? No, you didn't. No, you only just guessed.
Oh, well, Linda did.
He thinks he does.
Oh, okay.
Look, I know that Linda and her team will be working with Heritage Tasmania because we are working through some elements on the site that they believe have heritage value. And one of those is the running rail of the old racecourse, which is deteriorated beyond repair and, in fact, missing in some sections. However, we would need agreement from Heritage Tas in order to expand the grassed area that we're talking to there.
That's it.
But any comment from Linda would be appreciated.
Yep. So at this stage, thank you, Dave. So at this stage, they indicated that we will have to apply for a permit for that. So we proposed to them to reallocate that fencing, that inner line fencing, just to the other side, so that we have enough space to be able to provide a decent training surface to them. So we are working towards that. We don't have a deal, we can't seek it from Heritage Tasmania.
So Heritage just want to save a part of the running?
Well, it's a Heritage element, so we need to go through the proper channels, and they may need to make a decision if they will allow us to remove it and to reinstate it on another spot on the site.
Thank you. I could add more, but I won't. Thank you.
John might guess what it is.
Yeah, the chair might guess, but I think you can see that I probably shouldn't ask that question. Okay. Any other questions, councillors? No? All right. Thank you for that. Councillor House is the second of the motion.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron is moved. Right, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. And against? So it's Johnson, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Temple, Loader, House 4, and Councillor Smedley against. Moving on to 15.1, transfer of assets and memorandum of understanding, state emergency services, page 50. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Mr. Dudman, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Smedley, thank you. Councillor Dudman, as the mover.
Shoulders getting tired, Mayor, but I'll continue on. I'm happy to...
Only really good.
Happy to endorse.
Sorry, you're right, Bonnie. My page in my running sheet's wrong. Sorry. 104? 104. Sorry.
Cool. Sorry. Well, no, that's right. Happy to endorse the MOU and the transfer of assets. It's great that whilst it is the State Emergency Service, that Council has a role in supporting the SES in the Meander Valley, and on that they do an amazing job in supporting the community. And are often the first port of call, which is great to see. So shout out to the volunteers of the SES as well that put in the hard yards. But look, I think this is all pretty reasonable in terms of a proposal, and I'm more than happy to support that and formalise the agreement.
Councillor Smedley, the second motion.
I note that the State Emergency Service is a not-for-profit and is... run by volunteers, and as such is subject to charitable support. So in that respect, I think the work of Council supporting State Emergency Service and the volunteers in the local community is fantastic. The municipality has been subject to emergencies over a number of years, that we would always want to have some support available to the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Smedley. Open up for discussion, Councillors. No.
Good on them.
I'm happy to support what the mover and seconder have stated there. Absolutely. So, if I come back, anything to add, Councillor Smedley, as the seconder of the motion, Councillor Dudman, anything to add? Nope. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Moving on to governance. I call the report, June 24 annual plan, page 116. Mover and a seconder. Councillor House, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My opening comment is that this is a busy council. This is a council that's got plenty on. And the other comment I would make, perhaps, Mr. Mayor, from your feedback from the National Convention, is that local government around Australia seems to be facing challenges, and we wouldn't be immune from that. I think every council is facing challenges. Notwithstanding that, I think this report shows that the Meander Valley Council is punching well above its weight in many respects. I know it's hard sometimes to get contractors to fulfil, and I know some of those pending or progressing or pending jobs are somewhat reliant on getting contractors not to be able to do those works. But when you look at all the things that have been achieved in that time, and all the work that's gone into it by so many people within council, I just want to acknowledge the work that has gone in and thank them for that work. And I think this is a good testament to the effort that's gone in from council. So
thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Yeah, I just really agree with Councillor House. Of, you know, looking at all of those achieved or progressing there, you know, it just has to prove that we are such a busy council, but we're achieving so many wonderful things. So well done to all the staff who work hard every single day to get these things done.
Thank you. I'm up for discussion, councillors. Great, councillors. No. Okay. Well, touching on what Councillor House raised with the Australian Local Government Conference I went to in Canberra last week, certainly the theme is that local government is underfunded by the feds predominantly. Funding has actually gone backwards in the last couple of years, but we would love to see that go up to 2% of gross domestic product, I think is the term. It's sitting at about 0.56 at the moment. So I think the comment was that for every dollar that our local government spends, we get about $9 back, and for every dollar that the feds spend, we get about $1.50 or $1.60 back in actual back into the community. So The relevance is we all, as in local government, make the dollar stretch a long, long way. So local government maintain over 70% of all Australia's roads. So it's you know, it's a very interesting thing to look at what local government do. So again, I'll absolutely agree with Councillor Cameron that our staff do a marvellous job. So and we should, as councillors, be telling them that whenever we get the chance. So, and they do a good job. So anything else to add, councillors?
Nothing.
Councillor Cameron has seconded. Any Councillor House has moved. No. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Unanimous. Thank you. 16.2, removal of policy number 21, vandalism reduction, page 133. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Loader, thank you. Second of the motion, Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Loader, as the mover.
Yes, happy to move that this policy is removed. I think it shows that our policy manual is a living document, constantly being looked at, and this particular policy isn't serving any purpose. So we're going to remove it. So I think that's, you know, it just shows that we're not just making policies and not doing them.
Thank you. Councillor Dudley.
I agree with Councillor Loader. I think that's a really good point that we need to make sure that our policies actually do something and mean something and see action come from them. I think the policy in front of us is problematic in some sense with some of the clauses and the expectations that are presented there, so I'm more than happy to see it removed. And if the need should arise in the future, I'm sure we can have another lengthy discussion about what could possibly go in that. For the time being, happy to have it gone.
Councillor Dunman, I'm up for discussion, councillors. Take that as nobody wants to make any discussion on that. Do you want to add anything else, councillors? No? Right, okay, put the motion. All those in favour say aye, raise your hands. Unanimous, thank you. 16.3, new council committee, general manager performance review, page 139. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Anybody? Councillor Kelly. Thank you. Second up, Councillor Dudman. Thank you. Councillor Kelly is the mover.
I have nothing to add at this stage.
Thank you. Councillor Dudman.
Just noting that this has obviously been developed in consultation with the General Manager, and I am working on the understanding that all parties are happy with the way that this is progressing. I think it's an open, transparent and fair process, and I'm looking forward to working with the Dream Team, the Mayor, the Deputy and Councillor Grant.
Yes, the Olympics are coming.
Olympics.
Yes, they are. Well, open up for discussion, councillors. any comment, anybody?
About the Dream Team, Stephanie?
Yeah, I must have a conflict being so dreamy.
I guess this policy, from my point of view, reiterates what is already recommended by Department of Local Government. So it's compliant upon us to make sure that the review is done and done in a professional manner and done where all parties are happy with the review process. So. Anything else to add, councillors? Not.
I might just add, because I put words in his mouth and said that he loved it and then didn't give him the opportunity. So, question to the General Manager, do you have any feedback on the item before us?
No swearing, General Manager.
He loves it.
Oh, no, look, yeah, I'm supportive of the policy being in place, Councillor Dudman. I guess this isn't uncommon. I guess a lot of local government within Tasmania has a policy of a similar nature. I think it provides a framework for any reviews to be undertaken, and that's a good thing. You know, any improvement in the way that we govern and, you know, have the parameters in place and to, you know, have an established process, I think we'll be stepping in the right direction. So yeah, I am supportive of that.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly, anything to add? Councillor Dudman, you sure you haven't. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Against? Councillor Hill, you didn't vote either way, you're abstaining. So Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Temple, Loader, House before. Councillor Sindrill Motion to close the meeting to the public. I'd like to move it for like a second. Mr. Dudman, thank you, Councillor Cameron. Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. That's unanimous. Thank you. So, in live streaming.